From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, in for David Brancaccio. Amazon announced a new product today for small businesses. It's called Amazon Local Register. It basically works just like Square, that little device retailers can plug into a smartphone or a tablet to run a credit card transaction. You often see them at smaller retailers, coffee shops, or farmers markets, places like that. Marketplace's Dan Weissman has been checking it out. Good morning, Dan.
Hi, Stacey.
So, Dan, how does this Amazon card reader work?
Well, it's just like you said, Stacey. This is Square, but from Amazon. And because it's Amazon, they're starting out by competing on price. So Square charges merchants 2.75% on every transaction they swipe. Amazon says if you sign up between now and Halloween, you can swipe an artisanal soap transaction at 1.5%, right? Or at least for the first 15 months. After that, it goes up to just below Square's price.
Now, how does that compare with just getting a regular credit card machine to sell my, well, handcrafted pickles or whatever it is?
Right. It costs a little more, but it's a lot less hassle. So I talked with Jordan McKee. He's an analyst with 451 Research. He looks at mobile technology. He said, if you wanted a traditional system, you'd have to go to one vendor to get the machine and another one for software. Then you got to start brokering a deal with some financial institution to actually handle all the payments.
Folks like Amazon and Square, they're taking care of all of that for you. So they actually can get away with charging a bit higher of a rate per transaction because they're taking out all this complexity.
And he thinks the price break Amazon's offering from Square could help it here.
Now, what does Amazon get out of this other than, obviously, fees?
Well, yeah, all right. They make a little money. McKee says for every $100 a merchant processes through Square, that company keeps a dollar. So there is this tiny little margin to squeeze. And Amazon learns more and more about everything that we buy to sell us more stuff. So, you know, he says about 90% of transactions still take place offline. Amazon's been doing other things to get into mobile payments. The company also just introduced a mobile wallet app where you can load money from gift cards and stuff like that.
Marketplace's very own Dan Weissman. Thank you, Dan.
Thanks, Stacey.